Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show. I am your girl, Royal Crush Keisha.
I just want to tell that. What's going on?
Nothing much. You know, enjoying the snow and ice that we seem to, you know, be getting. So, not so much. Home, safe, and sound. But how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good.
You know, well, today is definitely February the 18th. We got a nice, great show coming up for you guys. You know, the big homie Fleetwood of the Cotton Pickers will be joining us a little later. But let's get this started with our first track of the day. This is No Matter by Young Toon featuring Crazy Tay.
One take, yo. This shit is getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
No sleep.
Yeah. No matter if I catch the bus or drive.
No sleep, man.
Money, nigga,
I'm back.
I'ma make sure the family be straight. I'ma make sure my niggas get paid. I'ma squeeze lemon to lemonade.
Yeah.
I'm laying up in no shade. Ray fans in the block, I'm the Yeah. No matter if I'm catching the bus or I'm driving, I'ma get this money, nigga, regardless. I'ma make sure the family be straight. I'ma make sure my niggas get paid. I'ma squeeze lemon to lemonade. Ain't no laying up in no shade. Brave fans, just to block out the hay. Yeah. No matter if I'm catching the bus or I'm driving, I'ma get this money, nigga, regardless. I'ma make sure the family be straight. I'ma make sure my niggas get paid. I'ma squeeze lemon to lemonade. Ain't no laying up in no shade. Brave fans, just to block out the hay. I ain't worried about the hate, I be really on the chase. Yeah, ain't no limit to the state. Caught my kids real estate. Yeah. Hello, babe, I'm on the way. Lord mama, I can say. Yeah, that's the way I gotta eat. This is different between you and me. If I'm a bum nigga, guarantee you ain't have time for me. So why, baby, why? Yeah, you keep on hounding me. Let a nigga breathe. Yeah, I been so A to Z. Let it with the G. Yeah. Keep the rest away from me. Better watch the company you keep. Niggas always tending the beat. Versace's all on my sheets. Just that beats all on my feet. 10K I made this week. Ain't nothing but a number to me. Ain't fun if my niggas can't eat. Yeah. I be on it, never missing the beat. Thinking just like a hornet. Outfit be bumblebee. Nigga tune on form. Snail shoes ain't come out yet. I'm the plug in the outlet. Niggas talking like they bout that.
Time,
no matter if I'm catching the bus or I'm driving, I'ma get this money, nigga, regardless. I'ma make sure the family be straight. I'ma make sure my niggas get paid. I'ma squeeze lemon to lemonade. Ain't no laying up in no shade. Brave fans, just to block out the hay. Yeah. No matter if I'm catching the bus or I'm driving, I'ma get this money, nigga, regardless. I'ma make sure the family be straight. I'ma make sure my niggas get paid. I'ma squeeze lemon to lemonade. Ain't no laying up in no shade. Brave fans, just to block out the hay.
I came in a hoodie, I dipped in a bag. Maybe want some sex, I just really want some neck. Work 80 years, but I'm scoring like a vet. If I reach for this bitch, then ain't no heavy. I'm a dirty ass nigga, I don't claim my mess. If I kill this nigga, I don't miss my blessings. I dump this bitch, so I miss my weapon. Don't come around me if you niggas ain't stepping. Hey. Cost up dodges just drip like this. Long ass pole like said like this. Got count past 10 just to break my bitch. Whip shit a pole and ain't no grip. We ain't turned down, my niggas ain't lit. Got 3x7 with a comfortable. This bitch gon' fuck you with Blizz gun specials like cases of artists. I been made it, but nigga so average. Boss deep breezy, nigga. I too much for everything a red ball's ain't why limbo. No perks 48, nigga ain't squilling. I ain't direct, but a nigga be drilling. Banging that Glock, ain't low, nigga. All right, walk down the aisle, doing dirty like heaven tight. I got the touch, little nigga like Mike.
Kick a bitch nigga in his chest like Leonidas.
Down the aisle, doing dirty like heaven tight. I got the touch, little nigga like Mike. Kick a bitch nigga in the chest like Leonidas.
No matter if I'm catching the bus or I'm driving, I'ma get this money, nigga, regardless. I'ma make sure the family be straight. I'ma make sure my niggas get paid. I'ma squeeze lemon to lemonade. Ain't no laying up in no shade. Brave fans, just to block out the hay. No matter if I'm catching the bus or I'm driving, I'ma
get this money, nigga, regardless. I'ma make sure the family be straight. I'ma make sure my niggas get paid. I'ma squeeze lemon to lemonade. Ain't no laying up in no shade. Ray bands just to block out the hate. Yeah, yeah.
All righty, man. I definitely like that. You know, we're back. That was No Matter by Young Tune featuring Crazy Tay. Yeah, definitely like that joint. That was the Lord's No Sleep artist. I mean, Mr. Rain saw that back in the day. Yep. I remember them No Sleep stories you be telling.
Yeah.
And you was a young pup, and you was first getting your start.
You got to start somewhere.
Yes. I'll leave you alone today. I had another joke, but I want to say that one. But let's get our next track before we get on some callers and you know get to our interview later on in the show. This is Skybox by Shay Blanco.
Catch a vibe, sit some yak and blow some weed. And you playing like you innocent, I know that you a freak. Just make sure you're careful when you climb on top of me. And we pushing every limit when we rolling on this beam. Yeah, let's go catch a vibe, sit some yak and blow some weed. And you playing like you innocent, I know that you're a freak. Just make sure you're careful when you climb on top of me. And we pushing every limit when we rolling on this beam. Yeah, pushing every limit and we going till we finish. This pussy never dries, just like water I replenish. Pussy always tight, it's breaking records like it's Guinness. I let you get behind me, I'ma get your ass a business. Taking out the time, cause tonight we catch the vibe. And I do what you want, don't wanna make you feel deprived. I'm 5 minutes away because my Uber just arrived. And I'm gon' get on top because you know I like to ride, right? Let's go catch a vibe, sit some yak and blow some weed. And you playing like you innocent, I know that you a freak. Just make sure you're careful when you climb on top of me. And we pushing every limit when we rolling on this beam. Yeah, let's go catch a vibe, sit some yak and blow some weed. And you playing like you innocent, I know that you're a freak. Just make sure you're careful when you climb on top of me. And we pushing every limit when we rolling on this beam.
Alrighty, and we are back. Definitely like that joint as well. Yeah. But alrighty, I see we got some callers. Let's get to the first one.
Hey, family, this is Ann Jules. What's up?
Hey, sis. How you doing?
I'm good, my family. I'm good, sister. I just wanted to call and say, hey, and show my support for you guys here on Royal Crush Takeover on Black Up Radio.
Well, I'm definitely glad that you called in today, sis. How have you been?
Pretty good. Really busy, you know, just getting that money, staying positive, you know, focusing on our goals and staying healthy too, you know, that's what's up. But how about y'all? How's it going? How about you guys?
Well, we are doing good, you know, definitely can't complain. Can't complain.
Good. Well, many blessings to you all. I'm so grateful for you guys, and I'm so grateful for all your support, and for Black Tear, for LeVar Hayes, and for you, Royal Crush Keisha, for all your support throughout the years. You guys have always been there for me, and we have had so much fun throughout the years, and I watched you guys shine, and you played our music. I mean, you all supported me since day one, and I just want to show my gratitude and thank you so much for having us on your show. That was so much fun.
Yeah, it definitely was, sis. And I'm just glad, you know, that you have been, you know, loyal and supportive since day one, you know, so we definitely, you know, just have to show you the same love and support that you have shown us since day one. And I love supporting good people, and you're out there doing positive things in the world. So I will always, you'll always have a place in my heart and a place to, whatever you got going on, you know, you'll always have a place here, because I just love how, you know, supportive you are, and just how genuinely you're out there doing good things for people. And we got to spread more goodness and love in the world instead of, you know, the latter.
Amen. Amen. Word. Truth spoken. And thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. I love you, sister. And you touched my heart and soul. mirror, like ditto, right back at you. All that you said. You heard it all. All the callers and listeners, you know. On that note, shout out to OMF Posse and to all my family here on Blackout Radio, all our family. Shout out to Carlito 810. And shout out to one of my family, the Temple Dynasty, my biggest family out there with Sugar Hill Gang. Shout out to Wonder Mike and Master G and all the Sugar Hill Gang, because we lost Rob DeNoyes Temple, who was, as you all know, part of Ageless Angels Music, our band, my man. Shout out to Earthlyn J. But yeah, we lost him last year in April, and it's bittersweet. But his legacy lives on in his music that he wrote. And if y'all want to check some of that out, we just put out in September of last year, Deja Vu For You featuring Rob DeNoyes Temple, because he wrote that track. And that track has been sitting in his stash of tracks. He's got like over 7,000 of them that his daughter told me about. And we were, you know, just so blessed to actually be working with that man, and then we lost him. But we honor his spirit, we honor his family, we honor his legacy, and we honor everything that he did by releasing that track, because he inspired us for so long, y'all. I mean, Rapper's Delight is classic, you know? And so I got to throw it back to all the people that started it all, that inspired us all so long ago, especially in hip-hop and R&B and music, because, you know, without them, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing right now. So, you know, they paved the way for us all. Queen Latifah and MC Light and all those queens, even Mary Wilson from Motown. You know, back in the day, they were the it girls. That's what everybody was talking about, was the Supremes. You know, they were out there inspiring people out in the world. We just lost Mary. And so, you know, there's a lot of cool people still in the world, and I'm just grateful to be alive and still be able to use my gifts. And thank you so much. I so appreciate you letting me call in every Thursday to show my support. So on that note, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I'll let y'all go, but stay safe, y'all.
Well, definitely. Thank you, sis. And, you know, like I said, you are so welcome. And, you know, we love you so much, because you're so You've been supporting us since day one. And you keep being safe out there. And let Jay know we say, hey!
Will do. Love you, Queen. Love you,
yeah,
King.
Love you,
you guys
too.
Take
yeah.
care. And thank you so much for the love. I'll definitely yeah. tell him that you said, hey! Love it. All right, you guys take care. Salute, fam. I'm out. Peace.
That has been the great thing all these years doing this show, that we genuinely met some wonderful people, and you know, I just love it. I truly love it. You know, all of the support we've gotten over the years is what keeps us doing the show. You know, just genuine people. But let's get to the next caller.
Hey y'all, it's Tupac Tina Jackson. How y'all doing today, sis?
Yeah, we're doing good. And yourself, sis? How you doing?
I'm good, I'm good. Working on some writing.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. I see you going to be on that.
Huh?
Go ahead. No, I said it's not. You know, I see that you're going to be on, you know, Black Tears mixtape.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. Yes, and I'll be doing the radio show next month. The first Monday of next month with Blackout Radio. So I'll be back on air.
Okay,
so
that's
I'm
what's
sure
up. Well,
tune in.
We definitely will, sis.
Okay, you can find me at Tupac Tina Jackson on Spotify, Tupac Tina to you on SoundCloud, and Tupac Tina Jackson on Facebook. And I appreciate y'all. Let me call in and I'll call y'all next week.
All right, sis. Well, you definitely be safe out there.
All right, y'all too.
Yeah, thanks. All right, let's get to the next one.
We have any more calls right now.
Okay. All right, well, let's get to this next track. This is I Don't Trust You by our special guest. Well, one of our special guests that will be coming up later on in the show, Fleetwood.
Know a crooked cop. They say that they don't shit. They lying through their teeth. And I be lying too, saying we don't need no police. Streets got cooks of crime. Got to have us some law. But that was a criminal act. The whole world just saw. Sworn to do a duty. You put that uniform on. Misuse, abuse, authority. How you sleep when you go home? Time to reap what you sow. It's time to pay what you owe. Got us fucked up. Think we gonna pay to kill some more. Quick to say nah. That is some good cops. Shit, I ain't seen none. They must don't make hood stops. Hear sirens, see guns. Pointed ready to kill. Shot down his best baby. Give a damn man how you feel. Been getting away too long. False reports and testimony. Lying in court. Can't wait to put them handcuffs on me. Lying in court. Can't wait to put them handcuffs on me.
I don't trust you. Tell me why should I?
Tell me why should I? You killing her.
No.
And you killing him.
Ooh.
And you killing me.
Ooh.
Should I? All I see is you killing her, and you killing him, and you killing me.
I got so much pain deep inside of me, cause all I see a society that lied to me. Ain't no quality, that shit don't exist. My hand clenched, raising my black fist up like this. We tired of this shit. Enough is enough. Try to call our bluff, we'll tear this motherfucker up. When you gonna prosecute these racist ass police?
When?
No justice, no peace, and ain't just us there in these streets. White, black, brown, motherfuckers going down. I know you somewhere listening, how the revolution sound. Gave that old man a concussion.
trash and push them down to the ground. That shit you do is evil. You don't serve and protect the people. Try to kill Lil Mud. I can't forget you either. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Sandra Bland, the name of few. Tyson Nelson, Oscar Grant, felony murder without a clue.
Y'all know what it was. Felony murder without a clue.
No, I don't trust you.
All these mamas crying.
I mean,
why
should I?
Brothers and sisters dying.
Killing our people, saw it with your own eyes. Nothing changed, same thing, just a different name. Get a badge, get a gun, and you can legally game bang. Ain't no faith in the system. All that talking, we want convictions. Life sentence, every crooked cop should die in prison. Ain't fooling me, cause you're on a knee and you're kneeling. Why you ain't say nothing but all them beatings and all them killings? I heard you, Black Chief. Say you got work to do. So what you gonna do about them dirty motherfuckers you know that work for you?
What?
You ain't no fool.
Uh-uh.
This story here is true. I know you paid your union dues. They'll kill your black ass too. Yeah, when it come down to it, your ass still black. So tell us, we wanna know how your black ass gon' act. It's time to show and prove. What's up, homie? It's on you.
It's on you.
What you gonna do?
It's your move.
No,
your
I
move,
don't trust you.
No justice, no peace.
I mean, tell me why should I?
No dirty police.
It's important to remember that for black people, law enforcement has often been on the wrong side of history. They were enforcing slavery all those decades ago and then enforcing Jim Crow. People remember that. The grandparents tell stories. The photos are still there.
The photos still exist, but perhaps more importantly, so do the wounds. How can we trust a system that's so rotten at its core?
All righty, and we are back. I definitely like that joint. I definitely like that joint that was I Don't Trust You. So, we'll, you know, our special guest, Fleetwood, will be getting on the line, you know, moment or any moment now. But our thoughts and prayers are going out to everyone in Texas. You know, I've been seeing it on the news and of people having light, their lights are out, you know, the power is out, no water, food lines, just trying to get into grocery stores to get food. I saw people shopping in the dark. So our thoughts and prayers going out to everyone who's in Texas and really suffering right now through these winter storms.
It's happening in California too.
Yeah, you know, it's just a lot of global warming and just so many things that we just really hope that people just, you know, just please do whatever you can to be safe out there. But let's get to our next caller. Hello.
Hello, say your name, where you from?
All right, well, maybe we should get to another track while we're waiting. This go to That's What's Up.
You don't have to give me mine.
You will.
This is Cotton Pickers.
Cotton Pickers.
Cool Joe Goody. Cold Blood Degree.
Until you do right by my heat.
Joe Goody, my nephew Duke is straight wrong. You feel me?
Ain't nothing like your own money. Being broke ain't never funny. What you want in life, you gotta get it. Cause ain't nobody gonna give shit. Get your own, get mine. And keep a gal that's super fine. I feel high cause they owe me. Feel good to say it's on me. Feel good to say it's on me.
Hey, I got you, man.
I go to sleep with a goal. Wake up with a plan. Love count money when it's in my hand. Don't nobody give me nothing. I don't have no tricks. Begging many people don't like you quick. God bless the child who got his own. Got a spotted mom crib, but got my own. Love of money, root of evil. Don't doubt that quote. But when you're broke, it's hard to understand. Ask Popo. Some can't cope, can't handle time. I'm a hustler off the top. I'ma handle mine. Pay dues on my life, boy, to get this ring. Thank God every time that I count my bank. I pay dues on my life, boy, to get this ring. I thank God every time that I count my bank. Ain't nothing like your own money. Being broke ain't never funny. What you want in life, you gotta get it. Cause ain't nobody gonna get shit. Get your own, get mine. And keep a gal that's super fine. I say ah, cause they owe me. Feel good to say it's on me. Feel good to say it's on me. Yeah, I play the cards I was dealt. I play them to win with a paper and pen. I'm about to lick them again. Hit the studio so the world can see my cut. Hit the mall when I want. Ring that up. Back in high school, they never knew I could rhyme. That's what's up, it's a cut. It's my time. Always knew, but they never knew I'd come this far. Miss Penny gave birth to a superstar. I was born to be a player, something they just can't stand. I ain't got time for that. I'm a grown ass man. I'm about to hit him with this. I'm about to lift him with this. It don't never stop. We made another hit. Ain't nothing like your own money. Being broke ain't never funny. What you want in life, you gotta get it. Cause ain't nobody gonna get shit. Get your own, get mine. And keep a gal that's super fine. I say a lot cause they owe me. Feel good to say it's on me, yeah. Call me U-Haul, bruh. I do make moves. To the man in the mirror, still got something to prove. Life is a hustle, I get my grit. Yeah, I talk, I walk, I spit this shit. While they sleeping, I'm creeping on $1 million. Hard work, it works, I don't believe in luck. Proof in the pudding when I hit that corner. Born in Sucker Free City in California. Worth, that's my hood, my turf. Feel more up the street, right off turf. I own Harbor Road, Lauren Tiger Flop. Told me and told me, it just don't stop. I've been a block boy, eating out that sack. West Coast country boy, chicken stack. Ain't nothing like your own money. Being broke ain't never funny. What you want in life, you gotta get it. Cause ain't nobody gonna get shit.
Say the truth will set you free, so I can't lie. Deuce is straight raw, boy. Nephew, you colder than Minnesota winter. Boy, we winning, we ain't losing, boy. I don't know what they doing. We making history, man. They can make records, we making history, man. The proof is in the pudding, the pudding in the proofing. Yeah, still, Mr. West Coast country, boy. Founder of that coalition called the Cotton Pickers, man. Much love and respect to Cool Joe Goody, the whole Dungeon family, ATL, H-Town, North Cadillac. NYC, Chi-Town, Bay Area, Arizona, Phoenix, I love y'all. Y'all know what it is, baby. You understand me? Much love and respect to LA, man. We coming, man. The Cotton Pickers, produced by Deuce, straight raw. You better check my motherfucking homework, bruh.
We back, y'all.
Alrighty, and we are back. That, I definitely like that joint as well. That was, that's what's up. And I see we have our special guest on the line. Let's welcome the Cotton Pickers on Fleetwood.
What's going down, man? How y'all doing?
We are doing good. How are you doing today?
Man, I'm thankful to be thankful. I woke up on this side of the fence. I just got through doing a homeless event. I've been homeless, so it's always good giving back. And I'm good living a dream. Living a dream.
Well, that's great. We definitely glad that you are well.
How y'all doing in Baltimore?
Yeah, we are doing good. We are doing good. I didn't check out. Well, we definitely are snow that. Well, I've been working from home this whole time, so I didn't have plans on going. I didn't have plans on going anywhere anyway. So.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So this is it. I'd have been here anyway, but you know, I'm definitely, you know, like glad that we're able to get you know, like to do this interview with you today. And I just think that, you know, with everything that went on with 2020 and, you know, like you coming out with this documentary, to me it just seems like it really was just like divine intervention that this documentary was on your mind. And then you ended up having the uproar, you know, with the murder of George Floyd, you know, like right in front of our eyes. Like, how do, because we didn't really get to talk to you about that situation. Like, how do you feel about like this project coming out and it's just this convergence of that incident happening?
Well, you know, everything happens, like you said, you know, divine order, God's speed, God's plan. And, you know, I've been pushing the cotton picker since 2020. And, you know, it was times when people wasn't receiving what I was doing. But, you know, God just told me to keep making timeless music and timeless projects. And he was going to have a time for it. And right now we're the soundtrack and the visual presentation for the injustice and the racism and oppression in America. So I'm just thankful that I can make art that create dialogue and conversations that hopefully will create some healing with these wounds we got in this place that we live in called America.
Yeah, I definitely think, you know, that it's time. And, you know, like the other thing, because people have been, you know, talking about, you know, us getting reparations and, you know, like, how would that look, and, you know, just, and when that conversation would always come about, you had some pundits that would be like, well, the government would never be in a position to just give away $1 trillion to people, and then COVID hit. So it's like, well, wait a minute. The government will be in a position to give away $1 trillion because, one, they give away $1 trillion with the tax cut. So, you know, we see that. But, do you feel like with everything that's going on, do you feel like that we're closer to reparations now than we've ever been in the past?
Well, I think we are because we have people more educated about it and don't think it's just a myth. You know, we have to understand the Jewish people received it for the crime that was committed against them in the Holocaust, you know. And we have to understand that Japanese people received it also. So the more education around the topic, you know, the closer we get to receiving. There's no doubt that this country is built on sin. It'll never stand until they do right by black people. And that's why it's in the turmoil and chaos that is in today. In my opinion, you have to pay people who built this place that they call great or want to be great or whatever, you know. And the more we educate our youth, tomorrow's revolutionaries, about what we got coming and let them know this is not a myth, something that they got coming, and let them know that the spirit of our ancestors are in them to fight for it, then it's going to happen. It's going to be all right. You know, the elders are getting tired. You know, they've been fighting for us for years, and, you know, a lot of soldiers that's really going hard are the ones that's doing 20 to life. You know, they locked them up. So I think the key, in my opinion, is to teach them what they don't get taught in school, who they are, their kings and their queens, and, you know, their royalty. And we got some royalties coming from this country, straight up.
Yeah, I definitely do feel like we're closer to it now. And, you know, with you know, like with this whole kind of like reconstruction we're kind of going through now. I think people are realizing, you know, how closely, you know, tied and how our civilization is basically still entangled and built on, you know, like racism. You know, it's all connected, you know, and I think having a commission on, you know, like, because that's been, like, the conversation on exactly how this whole, you know, reparations will work, I think that is the first step. And I think with a lot of, like, white people, you know, get, well, some of them kind of misconstrue it. It's not that we, you know, that we feel like they should pay penance. It's just the reality. Like, that's just what it is. We just want you just have to acknowledge the reality of it. This country is built on slavery, and it's still entrenched in everything that's going on, you know, like in society right now. What has been, like, your thoughts on like the whole defund the police conversation that's going on?
Well, I mean, I think that'll help, but I don't think it's going to help because, you know, we need police, but we need good police. You know, police departments are filled with corruption. I think instead of defunding them, they need to, like, weed out the bad seeds. You know, it was a cop called Serpico in New York that took a stand, I think, in the early 70s, and they cleaned out, you know, the precinct that he was in. You know, we need police. I don't want to live nowhere where there ain't no police. Well, we need some. A lot of police take the job, and then they see their coworker do something wrong. They take the job trying to do right, to be a Boy Scout, really protect the community. But they see their coworker do something wrong, they don't say nothing. Then they done became just as corrupt as them, and they don't say nothing because of the blue code. They might go on a call, a dangerous call in the hood, and call for help and don't get no backup. So now they faced with the thin line. What they going to do? How they going to walk? You know, and during the crack cocaine era, the police is pulling over people more than any other period of time, finding large sums of money and large sums of drugs. And, you know, there was a lot of corruption going on during the crack era, you know. And, you know, I tell them all the time, hey, man, do you know that your career leads the nation in suicide, divorce, and alcoholism? So you're going to work for your wife to leave you, to become a drunk, and for you to kill yourself because of what you do, even if you're a part of. And I just let them know, hey, man, when ain't nobody looking, God is watching. They tell me to go on about my business. They don't like me to talk to them like that. So when it comes to the police being defunded, and I really don't think that's the answer. I think we need to get the bad seeds out the police department and get some good police in there that really care about our community. And I think they need to get out and give the community a reason to trust them, because we don't trust the police. They ain't gave us no reason to trust them. I ain't never in my life seen no good cop. In my life, I ain't never seen no cop get no cat out the tree, walking no old lady across the street, none of that. You know, most of them that I ran into were squares in high school, and they using the position to get girls, and, you know, they used to get bullied, or they some crazy-ass veteran that's crazy and can't wait to use them things they've been practicing in the academy on somebody in the street. And then a lot of them see a bald-head little stocky dude like me, and they nervous like Bonnie fight what they doing. A lot of them scared, to be honest with you. They shoot you because they scared to death, you know. So, you know, that's my take on it. I just think they need to be accountable. In every police department, you got files and files of accusations against certain police. You know, I think it's called a police complaint program or whatever it's called. They need to do something about police who've been repeatedly accused of abusing people and get rid of them. Why should we pay somebody to kill us and abuse us and to call us racist slurs?
That's
my take on that.
You know, and that's why, you know, like one of, you know, like President Biden's initiatives is having a database, you know, of cops who have, you know, those like excessive force complaints. Because a lot of what happens now is you can get fired for excessive force in one district, and then you can just go in another town and they'll hire you there, you know, because he has this experience, or, you know, you might know someone there, you know, to get you in. You know, like, why you know, like, I do believe in defunding the police, because it's one of the things, is not to, for us not to have police. It's just for us to, you know, when cities start cutting budgets, a lot of what gets cut first is education budgets, is budgets to help community initiatives, you know. So I don't mind us taking, you know, cutting some funds to police departments, because it's what they're doing. They're supposed to reinvest it, you know, in community initiatives, you know, that would help. Because it's very easy to tell someone, well, you know, don't pick up a gun and don't sell drugs. But how can you tell me that if there are also no jobs in my town? So I'm not going to go hungry. So if I can't go, if I'm not going to go hungry with this legit job that y'all, that someone can provide on some level, then, like, what is another person's alternative? You know, I know, like, that kind of simplifies it, you know, but it has to be, like, some type of alternative, you know. One of the, you know, that there are, you know, for us here in Baltimore, you know, we've always had, like, a program called Job Plus, you know, and like that, it was something that, you know, for teenagers during the summer, you know, they could get different jobs. It's ran by the city, you know, so you sign up through the city, you work in different type of jobs. Some of them are city jobs, some of them are kind of like internships with different businesses that do business with the city, you know, just to show kids what's out there, what's something that, you know, like you can do to open. If you never see, you know, like a job, or no one ever sparks that type of interest in you, then you won't know that, you know, like that opportunity is really like out there for you.
I think also they should have some type of initiative or something where police that doesn't get complaints against them, that's how they get raises, or they get their payroll pay cut if they continue to get complaints. I think it should be monitored, like with their salary. I don't think you should reward somebody for abusing the community, and that's what it seems like is happening. You know, so
And
the defunding, like you said, you know, I have never really educated myself about it, but the way you put it makes a lot of sense, you know. And man, I'm just trying to create art to create some dialogue around them type of situations. That's my whole thing. That's why I made the song "I Don't Trust You," you know, talking to the police.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, like, you know, that's, you know, like the purpose of artists, you know, when you see some type of injustice, you know, like you your art speaks to that, you know, you're giving voice to the voiceless, you know, like with that song. And that's why I really like, we played that before you got on the line, and, you know, like, I really like that song, and it really does tell, you know, like that story. And a lot of the problem, you know, with policing, you know, is that, you know, some police, they never really had an interaction with a black person, you know.
Right.
So now he got this bad. He's coming into the inner city where he don't live, you know, to police us. And a lot of the way they see us, you know, comes from what they might hear, you know, on songs or on movies. And a lot of that really isn't how it doesn't tell the story of all black people, you know.
Right.
In movies, a lot of the times black people is pimps, we prostitutes, we selling drugs, you know. So it you don't have a range of, you know, us being professionals and, you know, just showing the love between a man and a woman. And you just don't have that. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, now with everything that's going on, I think, like, right now is the best time, you know, for people to see, you know, like, that there's so much more, you know, going on in the communities than just a few, you know, of just them having the picture that all black people is pimps and drug dealers. And that's not the case.
Definitely. Well, you know, I think it's very important for young black children to see professional black people, you know, doctors, lawyers, politicians, dentists, you know, aside from the baller in the hood. You know, a lot of kids want to be ballers because they feel as though that's the only thing they can be, you know. That's what they see. That's what they see shining,
yeah,
and stuff, you know. But, you know, it's a lot of single moms that's doing good in their profession, you know, and salute to them, you know. You know, I think it's very important for our children to see powerful people that look like them, you know, that ain't in the streets. And it lets them know that's not the only way out.
Yeah, and that's definitely important because a lot of people, you know, they only think, you know, okay, you got to be able to dribble a ball or try to be a model or try to be an actor. And, you know, like, that's not the case. You know, we know that we need, you know, more black doctors because black people, from a health perspective, we do better if we're seeing a doctor that looks like us. You know,
right.
we all know that, you know, so it definitely is important, you know, for people, you know, who are, that's why I think it's important, you know, to give back to, you know, local Boys and Girls Clubs or, you know, to be like a mentor or do, you know, like some type of like best buddy program or something like that. You know, big sister, big brother programs. You know, I've been involved in those type programs, you know, like my whole life, and it just really shows you, you know, what people are doing and what you can be doing when you grow up. And, you know, like I say, if it never sparks that interest, you know, like in a child, if you're never exposed to something different, you don't know, you know, like exactly what's out there.
Right. Yeah, my heroes growing up with Julius Erving, Hank Aaron, Muhammad Ali, and Malcolm, you know, Shirley Chisholm, Angela Davis, Huey P. Newton, people like that, you know. I didn't really have a lot of musical heroes, you know.
Yeah.
I grew up with people that voiced their opinion for what I was dealing with going through, you know. So, you know, them were my heroes. And, I'm just thankful where I'm at today, and I'm going to use every ounce I got in me to inspire one child. If I can inspire one child, then that's, I done did my job, you know. That's my whole thing. You know, the art is just a way to get people attention to tell my testimony. And I know my purpose. I know who I is. I ain't cocky. I'm confident who God has shaped and molded me to be. I ain't going nowhere. Cotton Pickers Coalition, we nationwide. We working on some international affiliates right now. So, we coming, man. We coming for real.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, with the documentary, when will people be able to see, like, it, the full documentary? Like, I'm going to put the trailer on my Facebook page once we finish talking. But, like, when can people get to see the whole documentary?
Well, right now we're working on something with Netflix, but they can email me and I can shoot it to them. It actually debuted on the 15th here in Phoenix. I did a VIP screening, but it's available now. Just looking for the proper platform to be able to get compensated right without giving up no rights to it. We've been running into a lot of fine print that gives away your rights. So that's why I ain't really put it on none of the major platforms, because there's a lot to come with it. So I just want to make sure I maintain my rights, because my daughter owns everything I got, and I want her to be able to give it to her grandbabies, you know. So right now they can hit me on my email, fleetwood_189@hotmail.com. And just for a small donation, I'll get the film to them, or they can hit me on my Instagram, FleetwoodSF, and we'll take care of it. As soon as this COVID thing is over with, I'm going to be on tour showing my film nationwide, touching my people, shaking hands. So that's the business. And if there's any, like, if there's any school teachers out there right now, professors or community centers, you know, supervisors that would like to get the film to their children or the youth, you know, while they're at home as a curriculum, get at me. That's what I would love to do. Just get at me. We'll figure it out. Definitely.
Okay. So I know it touches on like reparations. Any other things that the documentary touch on?
Well, you know, it explains who made the promise of reparation. It explains why they didn't keep the promise. It explains that they did give okay it, you know, why they killed Abraham Lincoln. They okayed it, but the president after him, Andrew Jackson, is the one that went back and reversed it and gave all the land to the people who had already got it, gave it back to the plantation owners, you know. And it explains that other races have received reparations. So it's an educational understanding of reparations is what it touches on. I learned a lot of things researching the subject that I didn't know.
Okay. Oh yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, like seeing the whole thing, because I just think, you know, it is so. Like right now, you know, the conversation is out there. It's just really, you know, the best time to for people if they aren't familiar with it. And like you said, you know, in doing your research with it, you learn things that you didn't know. So I'm sure, you know, it'll be something all of us can learn. So I'm definitely super excited to get to see it.
I appreciate y'all allowing me to come on Royal Crush, you know, and speak to the people, you know. So that's what's important, because a lot of times they won't allow me on the major airways because they don't like what I got to say and what I'm talking about. So if it weren't for people like you with platforms that you have, it'd be hard to get the message out. So salute to y'all and what y'all been doing. You know, anything I can do to support y'all, y'all just get at me. Like I said, when this COVID-19 thing over, I'm going to be more. I'm coming. Come up there and we can do a film screening, book signing. And,
I definitely,
you know, check
love
out
that.
Yeah.
Definitely. We will definitely make that happen, you know, because I definitely hear, like I said, it's needed, you know. People definitely need to, you know, like educate, and with kids being out of school, they're just going back. Like, it's so many things that, you know, that children just are just missing out right now, you know. And I've been so concerned about, you know, children that come from where, you know, we come from, you know, because of them just being home. They've lost a year in learning. A lot of kids, you know, that it's hard trying to learn remotely, because that just wouldn't be the way I would learn, you know. So
yeah.
I definitely, you know, understand, you know, some of what parents are going through. Then I have 15 nieces and nephews, so I
wow.
hear it from them, you know. And I took that was what I did, but long time ago, you know, I taught preschool for 6 years, so I
wow.
definitely understand how that works. Yeah. And I'm definitely looking forward to being able to, you know, like, see you in person, and we're definitely going to have a screening, you know, like, somewhere. We're definitely going to make that happen when all of this mess is over.
Well, yeah, hopefully it'll be over soon. So just, you know, y'all got the number. I got y'all to stay in contact, and, you know, we got something that can touch our people. So let's just do what Destiny do.
We definitely will. And well, before you get out of here, definitely throw your link out there one more time so people know where to find you.
Definitely. You can get me on that gram at Fleetwood SF. That's like San Francisco. Send me a DM if you want the film. We'll get it to you. You can hit me on my email at Fleetwood_189@hotmail.com. I'm on Facebook as Robert Bowden. Also visit my website, Z is in Zebra, E is in Egg, P is in Paul, H is in Ham, Y is in Yellow .us. And I'll be right back at you. I appreciate y'all. Got nothing but love and respect for BMO. And I can't wait to get there.
I appreciate y'all.
Well, we definitely appreciate you. Time be going like so fast when you're definitely having fun. And we definitely like to thank Fleetwood for coming on and doing this with us today. And I'm gonna put all of the links and the video that you guys did to You Do Right By Me. I'm gonna put that on my page as well. So I know people are definitely be hitting you up after that, because I want to see. I'm gonna hit you up myself because I definitely want to be able to see the documentary in full. But we definitely thank you for coming on today. And if you want to know how you can get your music heard on the show or schedule an interview, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG or Royal Crush ENT on IG as well. Or you can hit up my co-host at Mr. Rental that on IG. Once again, our hearts and our thoughts and prayers are going out to everyone in Texas who is suffering right now, and everyone around the world who is suffering. We're still going through COVID. I know a lot of us are very, feeling uneasy when it comes to the vaccine and different things, but, I just want us to all just stay positive and just try to be kind to one another. And remember, if no one has told you today that they love you, I do, because I truly, truly do. And I know we won't probably get to play all of it, but before we go, Black Tear, play some of Till You Do Right By Me.
You hear me? Hey,
bro. Hey. Say, you won't have to give me mine. You will. This is Cotton Pickers. Cool Joe Goody, Cold Blood Degree.
Until you do right by my
too many more times.
Uh-huh.
I ain't lying. I need every dime.
Yeah.
I need my mule. I need my 40 acres.
Sure.
I need a few of them skyscrapers and a percentage of the lakes. You forgot just from when you stole us, we ain't asked you to take us.
Sure.
Time to clean the slate and make no mistake.
Nah.
America, it ain't never been great.
Never.
Tell me, how could it be when it was built on evil, built on race, built on murder, and built on hate? All that 4th of July liberty, you know, and I know it's fake.
You know.
The government is full of lies. Ain't nothing but a cold-blooded criminal enterprise. Christopher Columbus, he stole the land from the natives. Then went to Africa, stole the Africans, and never paid us. You should be ashamed how much you're proud to be white. Knowing what your forefathers did, knowing it wasn't right.
You know.
It's wisdom in the words of the bass bump. And the bass ain't the only thing that are keeping the trunk. I'm trying to told you I'm a cotton picker soldier, I ain't running.
Nope.
I heard echoes from a legend, it was Cool Joe coming from the dungeon.
Woo.
Family business, kin focus, when the ancestors spoke, another rhyme I wrote.
Yeah.
Told me put them in a chokehold.
Yeah.
It's time to remind America your old black folks are bankrolled.
good gon' come until you do right by my people.